Okay, everybody. Thanks for coming. Sorry about the short notice, but this issue came up at the senior manager's meeting this morning, and Jerry Lam asked me to look into the problem and come back with some proposals early next week, so we haven't got too much time. Right. What I want to talk about is the whole issue of communication in our department. In particular, the quality of spoken and written English. Now, I realize this issue's been around for a long time, but apparently it's getting serious. Let me just fill you in on a bit of the background. At the meeting this morning, Jerry Lam gave a number of examples of cases where the, how shall I say, less than satisfactory quality of our people's English has let the company down in the past few months.
What exactly do you mean? Did he give any examples?
Well, apparently one of our suppliers from the States wasn't too impressed with one of our people's communication skills on the phone. Not just grammar and pronunciation and being able to get the message across, but telephone manner. You know, being a bit offhand and abrupt. And this apparently got on the supplier's nerves, and he complained to Jerry.
So, is it just a matter of brushing up people's phone skills?
No, there are other aspects of spoken communication, like presentations and meetings. But there's also the question of writing, letters, manuals, reports, stuff that we're sending to other companies, not so much internal documents. Jerry said that he's had some pretty negative feedback from a few clients here about things we've sent out. So the main purpose of getting you all together is to brainstorm ideas about how we can improve the quality of our company's external communications in English. Then I'll put together a proposal for Jerry, and he'll take it from there.
Right.